Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Wadrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Wadrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Wadrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. Hello, hello, everyone. So glad that you joined us. So glad you're listening in or coming in later, sharing with us again today. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show, understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective here on Transformation Talk Radio.
That's right.
Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage and in your relationship.
That's right. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to just having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we give you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I love it. And that's something because we say an enjoyable conversation. You know, I hope it is enjoyable for everybody. It'd be enjoyable. Yeah. It'd be fun for us. But I know sometimes, you know, some of this stuff or these topics that we talk about, you know, it can really make you think. And, you know, we still want you to know it's still all about empowering, equipping you to be better in your love and your life. You know what I'm saying? So, but definitely, hopefully you enjoy it. I hope you're having a good day today.
Yes.
Everything is going good. I know different parts of the country, they may be dealing with snow or different weather challenges here in greater Atlanta. We have a beautiful sunshine day.
It's very nice.
And that's one of the good things about being down south.
It's a little chilly, but it's okay.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like a north, though.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
But anyway, as we always do, we always start off with a little fun fact. And this one is a very good fun fact, you know. So, it's definitely funny to me. So, we just want to see, you know, like what sport did you play in high school, middle school, you know? And so, because we're going to talk about what we did, you know, but this is funny. Go ahead, Wadrina, share with our family.
Okay, so in high school, I played field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I played field hockey for 2 years in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
See, she just says that I played field hockey. See, what you all don't realize is Wadrina doesn't like grass. She doesn't like to run outside. So for me, you know, it's just, and even for my kids, it's really amazing when we say mama played field hockey because, you know, we have played volleyball. We've been at different things.
We played kickball.
Mm-hmm. But Wadrina but kickball wasn't on the grass.
That's true.
Kickball was actually out on that baseball field and most of the time we played. Mm-hmm. But Wadrina doesn't like grass. So what I would like for you to do is tell everybody what's the real reason you played field hockey. Wait, now when you all hit it, you understand what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So what's the real reason? You know,
see, you weren't supposed to put me out there like that.
Oh, no, you got to come on. You got to tell them. You got to tell them what is the, because I mean, it's other people like that. Y'all know y'all was like this when she tell y'all answer. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm from the South. In Birmingham, we didn't even have field hockey. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was, you know, the other people type of sport. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? But we have golf at our school. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, no, you got to be in a money community
right.
to have field hockey. I think about Duke University and places like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got no field hockey in the hood. What are you talking about?
Well,
but anyway, you didn't live in the hood.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just tell everybody why you played field hockey.
Well, I played field hockey because the field hockey team practiced on the same field as the football team. So then that way I was able to watch the football players while they practice.
Exactly. So that's why you
friend
see.
And I, well, friend, one of my other friends, that was the main reason why we actually got on the team. It was like, oh, they're on the same field. We can watch them practice.
Exactly. That's the reason why we're going to play field. Like, I just want y'all to know. Because my wife is not the athletic person out here just playing all these sports. You know, because you think field hockey, I'm like, man, you got to really be getting up there. That's what Dream wasn't trying to do. I really wish.
Cooler, turned around, exactly, looking at him getting in trouble.
Exactly. I really wish they would have had that recorded so we could see her really running up and down the field. But anyway.
I got pictures in my yearbook.
Those are pictures. I'm saying video really shows the body movement.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
Everything. Well, for me, I definitely wasn't going to play football because that was just too tough. I wanted to play basketball. And I'm going to just straight up tell y'all. If I actually talk to some of my friends, they're going to tell you. I really was good at basketball. Most of the guys on the basketball team, they know what's up. They know what's up. But I never made the squad. I will tell you all, when I tried out for basketball, the back of my shorts literally had on it too much. So I'm sitting out here trying to play basketball. And, you know, so I'm just telling you, I had skill. I'm telling y'all, if you find out about me, I had some game. But I just didn't have a mental mindset about being on no team, no coach telling me what to do. You know what I'm saying? But trust me, meet me at one of them basketball courts in Birmingham, even when I joined the military. Oh, trust me, he got game.
But anyway, that is true. He always played.
Oh, man, I played some basketball. Look, I was dunking back. I mean, don't get me started. I wish I had a video to show my children and my grandchildren. Man, granddaddy used to dunk. Yeah, I mean, I was above the rim. I'm telling y'all, but anyway.
Man, I need to see that.
Exactly.
When I came along, it wasn't no dunking going on. Remember that. No,
I could still dunk when I first joined the Navy. That's what I'm saying. You weren't coming near no gym back in 1989. That's what I'm telling y'all. She wasn't coming near the gym. If Adrena came to the gym, it's going to be like, because, you know, you didn't have cell phones back then. She probably would have sat in the car waiting for me to come out the gym. It's like the gym. Oh,
that
no.
That is true. I have the balls.
No, she loves the gym now. Anyway, that's so our funny. Fun fact. But actually, for you all in your relationship with one another, what did you do in high school? You know, had you said, I'm sure y'all have told the kids anything, but it's just fun to think about that. I know some of the people probably very athletic and did other things. But that's just a fun fact about us. Adrena played field hockey. Martez wanted to play high school basketball, but he thought he was too much on the court. Didn't want to listen to nobody. So then guess what? He didn't get to do it.
Exactly. And I was an athletic. Y'all heard my reason for really playing.
I could play some basketball.
Yep. All right. So let us get into this discussion on the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage or relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes have you ever asked yourself, you know, what happened to the passion in my marriage? Or if your spouse seemed to be happy and joyful with everyone else, you know, a lot of times this, you know, you see this a lot. They're happy and joyful around everybody else. But then when it comes to you, they got an attitude and it's like it's all negative and their emotions are negative towards you. And, you know, and then sometimes if you've ever asked this question, I know. You know, we've heard this question, you know, it's like, how is it that my wife prays, listens to gospel music, listens to different pastors teach, but she still treats me mean, you know, and that's because balance is required in all areas regarding prayer, positivity, and passion in your relationship. So, yeah, you can have the prayer and be praying, listen to the word and everything, but are you practicing positivity in your relationship? And where is the passion in your relationship?
Yeah.
So, you know, so basically when you lose that and when it's one is more, when you value one more than the other, or you're showing one more than you show the other, then it's going to be a little imbalance there. And so sometimes this can result in like negative emotions and some resentment and stuff. So we want to just get into talking about this first P, which is prayer.
Right. And so, again, like we always say, and just being transparent, you know, again, we've been married for over 30 years. We've been together since 1989. You know, that's when I first met Adrena when I was in the military. So we've been through a lot of things, and a lot of things that we talk about and being very transparent. You know, these are just things that we know really affects people on their relationship journey and their marital journey. And so, you know, we're talking about prayer. It's vitally important. I really don't know how you really do it without prayer. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that is because, see, we talk about understanding love and accepting truth. Mm-hmm. So those were things that we had to learn about each other on our journey and then changing perspective. Mm-hmm. That's our marriage. That's our journey. That's what we do. That's our message. So what I'm saying is because, see, what prayer does, prayer helps you to understand.
Yeah.
Prayer helps you to actually accept truth. And so that's why it's so important, you know, when we're talking about having prayer and creating that balance, you know, prayer is what gives you that. You know, one mm-hmm. of the things I think about that I just want to share with everybody, you know, when it comes to different storms in your relationship, you know, you can look at a storm and be like, man, why am I going through this? You know, how did this happen? But in actuality, if you're really connecting with God in your prayer, mm-hmm. God will give you the understanding of this storm came to strengthen you. Right. This storm then came, it didn't come to destroy or to get you off a track. Mm-hmm. But that comes because you prayed and you realized, you know what? That's how I'm going to have peace through this. Mm-hmm. And that's what Wadrina and I, in overcoming different challenges, and we've had several in our relationship, one of the things that will bring us back into focus with what God's plan was and what and our love for one another, mm-hmm. it was because of prayer. So I'm just saying, I don't know how to do it without having prayer as being a part. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all along, if you don't know how to really pray, there are different prayers. And
it's a lot of resources.
A lot of resources mm-hmm. to just have small prayers, but mm-hmm. meaningful prayers. And that's what we're just talking about, prayer. And you got to have prayer.
Yeah. And it helps, like you said, when we're actually at each other or having a feeling disconnected, it helps to bring us back into alignment with one another.
Yes.
You know, another thing mm-hmm. prayer does, it helps you to rely on God to change you, your spouse, or any circumstances you dealing with.
But we always want to go back to like what you just said, to change you.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is for many years, it's you, your spouse, and your circumstances.
That's so true.
Because for mm-hmm. many years, it's like, I don't know. We did talk about our story a little bit.
How
I mean, I was very unhappy in the first, you know, like
we say about 16 years
of our marriage. Yeah. And I did a lot of praying because I was like, not only was I praying for God to change me and help me to see my faults, but I was doing a lot of praying for Martez mm-hmm. because I really needed him to change. And I mean, it did come about like 17 years later, the change came, but I was praying for that change.
Yes.
So when, you know, prayer helps you to realize, Lord, I'm putting it all in your hands. Mm-hmm. I know that I can't change mm-hmm. me. Well, I can change me, but I can't change my mm-hmm. spouse or my circumstances. All I can do is ask you to help me to change and do the things that you're speaking to me to do. Mm-hmm. And I know praying for your spouse is powerful.
Yeah.
You may not see the change
immediately,
but just keep doing it because the change is going to come.
And the prayer, what the prayer really does also, it also gives you patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Prayer helps with that patience. So I'm just saying, you know, when you know that's why it's so powerful, because of the fact you need patience, you need kindness. As the Spirit talks, the Bible talks about having long suffering with one of the fruits of the Spirit. These are things that we need in a marriage mm-hmm. because this marriage is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so prayer is something that's vitally important mm-hmm. to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be something, again, like I'm saying, where it's so long in these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could take out 2 minutes, three mm-hmm. minutes, 7 minutes, there's a starting point for this to just mm-hmm. say, you know, this is what I want to pray about my marriage. And Lord, mm-hmm. help me mm-hmm. to get the understanding you want me to have. Help me mm-hmm. to see the ways that I can grow. You know, it's not so much I pray that he do this. I pray, you know, I want to pray that I understand, mm-hmm. that I grow, that I see things the way you see it. And that's what really
mm-hmm.
has helped us still helps us tremendously today.
And
couldn't
you know,
do it without God.
Exactly. And we're going to come back, you know, and bring out a couple of more points on prayer, but we need to take a quick break. But you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion on the three P's that have a tremendous difference in your marriage or relationship.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Welcome back. Today we have been discussing the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage or relationship. And before the break, we were discussing the first P, which is prayer. And we had a few points about prayer, but I actually want to add another one because we talked about praying for your spouse and just the importance of relying on God, you know, in your relationship. But also when you pray together with your spouse, it helps to build trust, unity, and strength between the two of you. You know, you know, and it helps you, you know, as you're seeking wisdom, you know, for issues that you may be having or decisions you may need to make in your relationship. And it helps you, you know, to come to an agreement with those together. So it's really good, to, you know, but it's a tool. Prayer is a tool.
And see, I'm laughing because I'm remembering back when again, during those years that, you know, I was being that horrible husband that I've always told everybody about, you know, for the first 16 years, you know what I'm saying? Boy. I was being a horrible husband, you know, but I'm laughing.
He was doing the best that he knew how to do.
I didn't know I was being a horrible husband. If you would have asked me, I would have said,
was being a great husband.
I'm a great husband.
And from the outside, people would have thought that.
Oh, definitely. But I just wanted to say this, though. I'm laughing because when we talked about how it brings you together, because have you ever really been upset at your spouse and then they say, you know what, we really need to pray about it. And the first thing you say to yourself, I don't want to hold your hand. You know what I'm saying? And then you looking at the person and it's almost like when you close your eyes, it's like I can feel you just that tension. But that's because once you do that, you may have that tension. But once you start praying, it's like a different spirit comes over you. That tension is like, you know what? It just kind of, let me stop this. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it really does bring you together. And so that's why we always tell couples, you know, hold hands. You know, because it's like you want to pray, but it's like, okay, just pray. You stay over there. No. Come on, let's come together. Let's hold hands and let's have this connection. And let us say a prayer together, because it's something about when you really come together and you actually do a prayer. Oh, man, it's powerful. It is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So, you know, so that was our first P. So our second P is positivity. You know, having positivity in your marriage or relationship makes a tremendous difference. And positivity is the practice of being or the tendency to be positive or have an optimistic attitude.
Now, so this is why we went to positivity, because I know, you know, I dealt with a lot of this. And with Rena, she'll tell you, she was one too. You know, because what I used to say is, I'm like, well, man, it seems like if you're praying, you should be more positive than being me. But then, you know, with Rena was one of them ones, she was praying and then being me. Praying and being me. No, that's not what we want. What we want is prayer and positivity. Because again, that's what makes the difference. Because in your relationship, you know, you can be praying with God, but the action that God wants you to take is I see you're connecting with me, but now I need you to be positive with your spouse.
Yeah.
And so that's what a lot of times creates the challenges and the tension in the relationship, because it's like you're praying, you're doing this, but it's like, I need you to be positive. Mm-hmm. I need your attitude to be positive. You know, you don't want to wake up good morning and then you saying good morning to the bear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Good morning. Hope you have a good day. Okay. Man, come on. Can you give me some positivity? Can you give me some, you know, well, I was mad last night. Well, you was mad last night. Gee, you got to wake up, stay up mad again. It's a new day.
Yeah.
So that's what we're saying. Definitely. You know, prayer you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
But positivity, you got to have that too.
Yeah.
You can't act like I'm going to do this all to God and just wait to God change you. No. I can promise you, God ain't trying to change your spouse first. He's trying to change you first.
Exactly.
Your positivity should be shown, and not in your spouse's actions shouldn't be causing you to not be positive. You still have to be that one, that be that example.
Yeah. And it goes back to what we talked about last week, is about that mindset.
Right.
Because really, you may feel unhappy. You know, you may have, you're waiting on God. Like we said, prayer is, you waiting on God to answer your prayers. But in the meantime, whatever he's speaking to you that you could change and work on, then that's something that you have to discipline yourself to do and have a positive outlook, you know, just changing your perspective. Perspective is everything. So, I may feel unhappy, but you know what? I'm gonna have a positive, outlook.
Exactly.
I'm gonna think positive. I'm gonna have some positive affirmations that I'm gonna say because I know one day my affirmation is gonna come to fruition. It's gonna be I'm gonna be living this. So you want to, speak that positivity, so that way you can change your thought pattern and don't have that negativity and those negative emotions and attitudes just ruling you.
And I know it may be challenging, but normally what we do. Think about normally what you say the first thing you get up in the morning, or when you go into the office and you see someone, normally the first thing we say is what? Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying good morning. You could have just got out of traffic. Mm-hmm. You could have just had to walk in rain. But once you get to the office, that's just like the greeting. Good morning. Mm-hmm. You know, we're actually saying, may there be a good morning to this day, or this may be a good day. It's just that positivity. Mm-hmm. And let me read this for you all too, just in case you didn't know it. This is a scripture in 1 Peter 3:7. What it says is, in the same way you husbands must give honor to your wives, treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be the weaker than you, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers would not be hindered. So this is something that the Bible is saying to the husband. You know what I'm saying? You want to be praying for your wife, but then you want to treat her mean. But then you can't be asking God to change your marriage and make things better when you won't even treat the person that you love with positivity.
So
I'm just saying, you got to be positive. And I really want to just tell you all, I was being positive to Adrena for years when she was still being mean to me.
Yes. Yeah, I really was. And like I said, I was unhappy. So, I understand you have to really practice this. I didn't have the tools that I have now to know that, I may be unhappy, but what can I do to change so that I can have a better perspective and a better attitude throughout this day? Mm-hmm. It's perspective is everything.
Well, it is.
So then it's like you have to start putting in practice the things you need to put in practice to help you to have a better day.
Right.
Because that's true. That's why so many people pray, go to church, do this and that. But then it's like, you're still negative and mean, but really that person is unhappy. But what are you doing with that?
Right.
See, now, back then, I ain't had the knowledge. Now I had the knowledge that I need to go to counseling so I can deal with this so that I can get tools to help me to better deal with what I'm feeling on the inside. Coaching can help me be able to move forward, but I didn't have those tools then. But see, that's why it's like we have to learn how to practice this. Yeah. We want to be positive. Positive people can make better decisions when they're under pressure, because it's really about, I always say this, perspective is everything. And I believe that in every situation, you can find some good in it, no matter how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's like, because you have to look at purpose. I'm very purpose driven. It's like, Lord, why did this happen? Why is this happening? And it could be a bad situation, but okay, so what am I supposed to take from this mm-hmm. to help somebody else and mm-hmm. you know, in mm-hmm. going forward. So it's just all about perspective.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we even have the show about changing your perspective, mm-hmm. because you have to be willing to do that. And I remember what it just says, one of the things it says, marriages are much more likely to succeed when the couple experiences a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Whereas when the ratio approaches 1-to-1, marriages are more likely to end in divorce. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is there has to be more positivity in your relationship. Yeah. And you want to really be like, there's 5-to-1. Mm-hmm. So to every negative thing, there's mm-hmm. 5 positive. You know what I'm saying? So that's something we just want you to remember. Positivity changes everything.
Yes.
And you have to choose to be positive.
Exactly.
Choose to speak positive. Mm-hmm. Choose to have a positive attitude. But it makes a difference.
It really does. And positive people who regularly express positive emotions are more resilient when facing stress, challenges, and adversity.
Right. So go ahead. Cause I'm just saying, because mm-hmm. when you said that, the first thing come to my mind when you think about the stress of kids and the mm-hmm. stress mm-hmm. of marriage, the stress of traffic, the stress mm-hmm. of different things mm-hmm. that all of us deal with. But when you still are being positive in this and not yeah. just allowing it to just consume you, you're going to be able to face it. And so then that way it's not going to be, you're the screamer, you're yeah. the bear. It's yeah. like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Those things don't have to happen when you have a positive mindset.
Right. It's about in those stressful, in those challenging moments, mm-hmm. just really thinking about what can I be grateful for exactly. in this moment.
Oh, that changes you.
That helps to change you because, right. yeah, my kids may be screaming, but Lord, I thank you I have kids.
Right.
You know, right. I thank you. That, you know, I thank mm-hmm. you. You have to find something that you can be grateful for mm-hmm. in that moment right. because mm-hmm. when you're able to do that, that's going to help you, you know, to be able to have more of a positive outlook on that mm-hmm. situation. You know, it may, your positivity may not go up to 100, but at least could go oh, up yeah. to a 60 or a 70.
Right.
You know, if you just really focus on just finding something mm-hmm. I can be grateful for to help me with my emotions.
No, that's a great point, because again, once you bring in that grateful thought, mm-hmm. that grateful thought is what can help you to change perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that's mm-hmm. that's very good. You know, mm-hmm. just because there's always something you could be thankful mm-hmm. for. You know, your husband may not be doing this, but he's doing this and he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife may do this or do that, but then she's doing this or doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we start actually celebrating and appreciating the positive things mm-hmm. and we make sure we're being positive, you start seeing these different things.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, positive people can maintain a broader perspective, like we're saying, mm-hmm. and see the big picture, which helps them, mm-hmm. which helps them to identify solutions. So, mm-hmm. you know, in this situation, changing my perspective right. is going to help me to identify a solution instead of feeling like, oh, there's nothing that can be done. That's the negative part.
Right.
But when I'm positive, it's like, okay, it's going to help me to see,
right.
okay, what else can be done here?
Right. And I would just want to say too, I know it may be challenging, and that's why you really want to see the grateful things and the purpose of what your challenges may be,
mm-hmm.
because nothing hurts the other person worse than like fake positivity.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you really want some authentic positivity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the way to have that authentic positivity is to really understand these are things I'm grateful for.
Gratitude.
These are, yeah, mm-hmm. gratitude.
Gratitude brings out authentic right. Positivity. It right. really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the things that you're being great, they're truly things
yeah.
that are happening in your life. So if you are a person that it's like, I have a lot of negative, you know, mm-hmm. stuff going on around me, circumstances and situations. Yeah. I challenge you, start a gratitude journal,
right.
because you can pull that out and go mm-hmm. back to that and find different things that you're grateful for when you're in those challenging right. situations.
No, that was good. Cause again, like, you know, for you all who don't, or maybe not haven't heard me say this, you know, I'm a very visual person
mm-hmm.
and people's words immediately turn to images in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were talking about the kids, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you're saying, you may be like, I'm so tired of these kids all running around the house. But then you never said to yourself, but what if my child was born without the ability to run,
right.
without the ability to walk?
Yeah.
So then you were saying that, but a person who's never seen their child run, who's never seen their child mm-hmm. walk, they would just be like, Lord, I wish I could have had the opportunity to see them running. So it's one of those things, again, that gratitude and being thankful changes everything.
Yes,
and
does.
That's what changes your perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Well, look, I'm Coach Martez. We got to get ready for another break. And this is my lovely wife, Wadrina Layton, here. And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. When we come back, Wadrina and I will continue discussing the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage here on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, Wadrina Layton Show. Oh, we have been discussing the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage. And before the break, we were discussing positivity. Prayer was the first one. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. On Facebook, it's Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling, Instagram at Coach Martez at Wadrina Layton, and Twitter at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. So I just want to go back, and because we were talking about positivity, you know, and it's, you know, just changing your perspective, you know, a way to do that is gratitude. And then I just want to give this other example too, a way to show positivity, you know, in your relationship is to actually just show some genuine enthusiasm and interest in conversations that you may be having with your spouse.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know, we don't just, you know, it's like they may say something to us and it's like, oh, okay. But no, actively listen and ask questions and really engage. You know, they could have came home saying, oh yeah, the day at work, this happened, and they're so excited.
Okay,
Yeah, you like, oh, okay, that's good. But you know, like actively listen and just actually engage, you know, by asking them questions and stuff too. You know, that's a way to show positivity, because yeah, I'm genuinely interested in what happened to you today. And you know, we just gotta slow down. Because in life, it is like a lot going on. But we just have to make sure we slow down and take that time for the people who are really important really important in our lives.
Yeah. You know, because again, when I think about that, I just think about, you know, you don't want to have to allow emergencies to be the cause of you slowing down, mm-hmm. or you don't want it to be a crisis in your marriage that makes you have to slow down, you know, because I promise you, you could choose to slow down. Mm-hmm. Or we could choose it. Mm-hmm. You could choose it.
Yeah,
we could choose it. Yeah, and so you just want to choose those, you know, like we've talked about making your spouse a priority. Mm-hmm. And whatever it takes for you to slow down, you know what I'm saying? So you can be positive and have that patience. Mm-hmm. You need to do that because your spouse, that person you love, they are the priority. Mm-hmm. So whatever you have to do to slow down, oh no, you want to slow down.
No, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, I just want to make sure that when you're, you know, just giving you a few ways to just show that positivity mm-hmm. in your relationship, you know, even with expressing gratitude, you know, and just really realizing that, like, if your spouse does something for you, mm-hmm. instead of just saying, wow, thank you for doing this because you're thinking about how much it's going to help you, mm-hmm. but really acknowledge them by saying, wow, you know, that was so thoughtful of you, you know, right. Put it back on them where you're really just like acknowledging their strengths and like mm-hmm. their things that they have. You know, mm-hmm. that it's like, wow, you thought of this. Right. Like, oh my gosh, thank mm-hmm. you so much for, you know, thinking of me and doing this for me and not just, you know, because that means you noticed how much I needed this mm-hmm. instead of just saying, oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, I need it. You know, I needed it. But yeah, you realized I needed it. And I appreciate you for realizing
that's
that.
Good. That's good.
So you just want to, you know, just make sure you're acknowledging your spouse in that way. And mm-hmm. that'll bring some positivity in your relationship.
It will. It will. And you know, and again, that's what's key, what we're just talking about. You choosing to be positive,
yes,
you know,
choice.
And then like we say, that prayer is important. That's mm-hmm. the first P we talked about was prayer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, that's why sometimes you could be being positive, but then if you don't have the prayer, then you don't necessarily have the patience and the understanding, but you being positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
still one of those things where that balance is there, because you have some people who, you know, you could be positive, mm-hmm. but you may not be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you're in a good mood, but it's like, well, no, you're just going to have to deal with that.
Right.
What? You don't understand what I'm dealing with? You, yeah. So I'm just saying, not only, you know, it goes, that's why we talk about the balance, because not only do you want the positivity, but you want the prayer. You want the patience. Mm-hmm. You want that kindness to be there along with it and that understanding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so now let's move into the third P.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, and the third P is passion.
Right. And we're not just talking about sexual passion.
Right.
I know, you know, we could go there. I want to do a talk. You know, we want to have a show about sexuality and spirituality and where people go wrong. Because mm-hmm. I, you know, again, for those who know our lives, know our history, you know, I told you we're very spiritual people and then been through a lot through, when you say, the church and understanding different things from that perspective. But I still just want to help people understand there is nothing wrong with good sexual chemistry and being sexual and still being spiritual
right.
at the same time, you know. But anyway, yeah, we ain't just talking about sexual
right,
passion
right.
here, but that is a part of it. But yeah, go ahead, babe.
Oh, yeah. So passion. Passion is a strong feeling or emotion, mm-hmm. you know, is an object of someone's love, liking, or desire.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, passionate love is the type you often associate with the beginning of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you just feel, you know, like that intense emotion towards the other person, mm-hmm. like, I just can't get enough of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I just can't stop thinking about you. It's mm-hmm. like, I just want to be with you,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's natural in the beginning, but
right.
we have to be intentional about doing things to keep that passion, yeah. that emotional passion going throughout mm-hmm. our relationship,
right.
our marriage.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I know Dr. Gary Chapman in the Five Love Languages, he calls it the in love stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's a lot of things that says, you know, the first 2 years is when that passion is really there because you are falling in love and you are doing this. But what we've learned over these 30 years is even with challenges and things that you're going to go through, mm-hmm. actually those tests and those challenges, when you go through those challenges, you fall out of love.
Yes.
I'm going to just tell you straight up, yeah. you know, if you don't know and you never experienced this, there's going to come a time you may not love the person that you with. You may not like them. It's like, You know what? Mm-hmm. I mean, you really get on my nerves.
It's like I love you as a person, but I'm not in love with you.
Right.
That's
right.
Very common get to a place in your relationship where you start feeling that way.
Yeah, you really frustrated. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, just like you fall in love, that could be time you falling out of love because of challenges and circumstances. But then it's just one of those things you still have to remember. We can bring this back up. Mm-hmm. We can bring this back to that place to where we're falling all over again, because that's what those challenges do. They may knock you off course or mm-hmm. get you into a certain space, but then you come back into that space of reuniting, becoming one again. Yeah. And then you realize, wow, we are stronger than we were before we mm-hmm. went through this test mm-hmm. or through that challenge.
Yeah. And all of us, you know, every relationship, like I'm sure we've said several times, is going to have challenges,
right.
but it's just all about you, whether how you come through those challenges. Mm-hmm. Are you going to apply the tools and everything that you may know or may have learned mm-hmm. to actually help you to come out of that? Mm-hmm. Or are you just going to act like, you know, hey, I'm just going to be set in my ways and not do anything, mm-hmm. you know, because we're all going to go through them, but it's all about what are we going to do, you know, when that time comes. So yeah, like you say, you know, passion is one of those P's that's very important, but sometimes we lose the passion.
Right.
But you know, when we experience those challenges, it's all about doing the things to make sure that passion comes back and we bring that passion back.
And that's why we talked about the positivity, because that positivity helps you to bring that passion back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they say, you know, where does bees swarm? They swarm around the honey. Mm-hmm. So if you being negative and you not really being kind in those things, you can't expect your spouse to be passionate towards you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be positive, to have that passion and have that person desire to talk to you. You know, when you mm-hmm. talked about earlier, you know, engage with that person's mm-hmm. conversation when they're saying something mm-hmm. to you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like that just helps you to mm-hmm. want to talk more, mm-hmm. want to be around more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what that passion is. It's I desire you. I desire to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be one of them things, you know, you see your husband go, oh, Lord, what's wrong now? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, ain't no passion there. You're like, Lord, what's wrong now? You know, you see your wife texting, oh, Lord, what's she talking about now? You know, what do you want me to do now? You know what I'm saying? You done lost the passion. We got to get the passion back. So it's like, because that was probably the time I walked into a room with Drina, like, okay, that's Martinez. Okay, whatever. See, now it's like, that's my husband. That's my best friend. Yeah. Like, that's the man. Oh. You know, right, so it's right. like, you know what I'm saying? So you can get that passion mm-hmm. back, but you want to feel desire. Mm-hmm. Every spouse wants to feel desire. Yeah. You want to feel like the person desires you. Yeah. They like you. They want that connection with you. And that's what that passion is.
Yes. And having passion, you know, in your relationship provides the energy and motivation mm-hmm. to take the actions necessary to achieve desired goals that you may set. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, if you don't have any passion, then it's like you're not going to have anything that's going to motivate you to move towards the goals mm-hmm. that you all may be setting in your relationship as
mm-hmm.
a couple.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that desire is just a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, you want the desire, you want that passion, you want to have the positivity, and you want to have prayer to really be that balance. And then it's important to maintain that physical connection when you're talking about passion, because mm-hmm. that is true.
It's important. Man. You know, it's like passion is not, it's emotional, it's physical, because mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, as with us, you know, life happens.
Right.
So you may need to make sure you're scheduling your sexual encounters so that way you can make sure they happen, because they're important.
Oh yeah, they definitely important.
You know, I
know some people don't like the word scheduling, you know, because I remember back, you know, like I said, I've been with Drina since I was 18. And you know, when you're young, I used to always say, you know what, you know, your wives treat you like you the racehorse. You know what I'm saying? You the quick one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, when you're young, you don't want to schedule that. But when you start getting all these schedules and different schedules going on and trying to take care of it, I'm telling you all, you better get that calendar out and put them hearts on those days so they can get ready, so the passion can be authentic and real and not like, okay, you got 3 minutes. Right. Let's do it.
Right. When is it going to be over? Yeah, look, Siri, always listening. So we're going to just take another quick break. But when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage.
Stay tuned.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady, so did I, so did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahat Myam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahat Myam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Adrenal Latest Show. We have been discussing the three P's that make a tremendous difference in your marriage. And the first P was prayer. Mm-hmm. And the second P is positivity. Mm-hmm. And the last P is passion. Mm-hmm.
But we also want to talk about just understanding again the balance. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, when we talk about the balance, it's like you don't want to be all about the passion, but then you don't have positivity and you lack the prayer piece. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, I'm always desiring my wife, or I'm always desiring my husband, but they don't really desire me. You know what I'm saying? You know, or I'm always wanting to talk to them, but then it's like they don't want to talk to me. So, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. So passion is not just necessarily about sexual and intimacy. But what I'm saying is, but then it's like, then we can ask your spouse, you know, how positive are you towards them? How often does it feel like that you wanting to listen to them, wanting to talk to them? You know, because I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh no, coach. Oh, he definitely wants to talk when we get to bed." Mm-hmm. Or he definitely wants to talk when it's time to go to sleep. Or she really wants to do it this time. But again, that's where that positivity actually makes a difference. And so when we're talking about the balance, and then you talk about the prayer, because our lives have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just know for us, and, you know, having a spiritual core, you know, prayer is one of those things that it helps to create that balance of understanding, mm-hmm. that balance of appreciation, that balance of love, because there's a higher level of conviction that if you really are believing in God and having that desire to really speak and worship and, and listen to his voice, then, you know, there are certain things that just are really going to convict you.
Yeah.
And so that conviction comes when, you know, that's why I say it's hard to really be, you know, being mean to your spouse, but then your spouse come up to you and say, you know what? I really want to just pray together today. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're a bad person if you really say you love God and a person really just wants to pray with you and you really connect with that prayer and you still be mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother situation.
Yeah, that is true. That's what I was going to say. That means a lot more.
It's a lot deeper than that.
Exactly. There's a lot more going on. So, like we said, it's just always the balance. It's always good to just make sure there's a balance with the three P's.
The balance, the prayer, the positivity, and the passion.
Because
you don't want to be that person that wakes up and makes sure you have your meditation, make sure you're listening to your gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you come home, your husband doesn't get any of the joy.
Yeah.
That he doesn't get any of the sunshine or all the good things that you are having from listening to this. It's like as soon as you see your spouse, it's like everything just said,
right.
It's like,
That goes into that perspective.
Right. Yep. It shouldn't be like that. So we definitely want to have a balance to have all three of those going on in our lives.
Exactly.
And it makes a difference.
It really does. It makes a tremendous difference. And we are witnesses. We're a testament to that.
We couldn't do it without. And that's why I say when you get in these topics and things we're talking about, we're telling you over these 30 years of marriage, what has made the difference and what keeps making a difference. Because, of course, you know, we work together, live together, you know, travel together, do all these things together. And people always say, you know what, man, how do you all do this? You all don't get tired of each other and stuff like this. And it's like, no, this is our assignment. This is our mission. This is the woman I love. I love being with, you know, and we've learned to really like, enjoy one another. And you don't take life for granted.
Yeah.
And so for us, I wouldn't have it. I'm so used to this. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Exactly. Me neither. I love it.
Yeah. Well, when I leave and had to go somewhere, she calling me.
Exactly. Like, I want to go. I should have went. But anyway, so I just want to remind everybody about our 5th annual Married for Life coming up. And, and as we're talking about, you know, the prayer, positivity, and passion, you know, you want to make sure, you know, with the passion piece, that emotional connection, that you're holding hands, you know, because the Married for Life walk, you know, that's one of the things that we, you know, let couples know. It's very important for your emotional connection to make sure that you're holding hands, that you take time to walk and hold hands together. And then even hugging and snuggling together while you're watching TV is proven to be a great stress releaser. It's, you know, reduce your stress. And because, you know, when we touch and hold hands, it releases oxytocin. And that's because, you know, people have referred to that as the love hormone. And, you know, oxytocin strengthens empathy and communication between partners in a relationship. And so therefore it has been proven, like in different research, to be a contributing factor for long lasting happy relationships. So, you know, with the Married for Life walk, we just always want to remind couples to never let go of the hand you're holding and to take that time to get out and take those walks together, holding hands, talking about things that, you know, the good things, you know, it may be, you may be dealing with some challenges right now, but let's not even talk about that right now. On these walks, let's focus on the positive, you know, let's talk about some good things that we're looking forward to happening in our relationship. So, you know, we just want to remind everybody about that. The 5th annual Married for Life walk, you know, is coming up here.
Let me just say one thing. Okay. I just want to say, just to challenge you too, if you haven't just given your spouse a hug and tell them how much you love them, just give them a hug when you get home today or when you see them and just say, I am so proud of you and so glad to be married to you.
Yes.
Just give them a hug and just tell them that.
Yep.
Don't worry about, you know, what's going on. You know, you got to go shower first. You got to go. Just give a person a hug and tell them I love you and I'm proud of you.
Okay. Yes. And don't be expecting anything in return. You're just doing that.
Just release it on them.
Exactly.
Bam.
Giving it to them. That's right. So the 5th annual Married for Life walk is April 22nd and 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, marriedforlifewalk.com. You can find more information, Married for Life walk on Instagram and Facebook. And more information will be coming out soon. So just stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. You know, tickets will be going on sale Monday. This Monday, tickets will actually be going on sale for the weekend experience because it's actually going to be Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. This is something we're doing this year. So for our fifth year, so it is going to be, tickets are going on sale for the weekend experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. We
got some hotel blocks and some other things. We'll be putting that information out. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Oh, no, you ain't messing me up. You good. And then you also, I just want to remind everybody, you know, to if you want to get in contact with us, it's dreambuildersmarriagecoaching.net. Facebook is Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram is Coach Martez. Mm-hmm. And then Wadrina Layton and Twitter is at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, as we say every week, remember healthy marriages or relationships, they don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. So you just have to be honest with yourself and just be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback, and just make a commitment to accept change without conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all a work in progress. None of us are perfect. None of us are there. But, you know, just make that commitment, you know, to just, I'm going to do better this week.
So remember, prayer, positivity, and passion has to be balanced in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And again, this is Wadrina Martez. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We had a wonderful time. Hopefully you did too. Hopefully it was something said that leaves something positive in your mind. Please join us every Wednesday here at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific time. We love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading, hearing your comments. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here this same time next week here on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.